You are going to listen to a report about a wedding ceremony. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 9 with the sentence endings A to L. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the boxes provided on the answer sheet. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
We've been traveling along the Grand Trunk Road in India and Pakistan. We're talking with young people in an ancient land, trying to glimpse the future of two nations that are much in the news. You can learn a lot by watching two young people get a start on their future. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from here in the Pakistani city of Rawalpindi.
There was a wedding this week in the family, the NPR family. Sajid Mahmood, who manages our bureau in Islamabad, married off his sister-in-law. ...25-year-old Roxana Ghul, who's one of 10 sisters, wed 27-year-old Miram Shahzad, who works in the security detail that escorts the prime minister. A police band made up of his colleagues heralds the groom's arrival, wending its way down a rubble-strewn alleyway crowded with wedding-goers. Children dart among the musicians, diving for fluttering 5-rupee notes tossed into the air by the groom's all-male entourage. The jaunty music contrasts with the almost expressionless face of the groom as he walks through a shower of rose petals. Pakistan's conservative culture requires a sense of restraint, even on the most joyous occasions. Awaiting Miran's arrival, the bride is equally reserved, but she's also wearing 10 pounds of heavy crimson and gold material that make up her heavily beaded bridal gown. She barely moves in the 100-degree heat. An industrial fan provides little relief on the sweltering rooftop where Roxana is perched statue-like. But she stoically says being on display for the throng of guests is what being a Pakistani bride is all about. The bride should stand out, Roxana says, arranging her hands, which are covered in tattoos of red henna. A thin gold ring, wider than a silver dollar, dangles from her nose. This is our tradition, she says. But the veneer drops like melting mascara. Actually, she admits, I don't usually wear makeup at all, or a nose ring. As for the clothes, I wish I could rip them off, she laughs. Roxana has been a breadwinner for her family, working in a pharmaceutical factory. But her earnings have vanished now that she's getting married. Wazirajan, her mother, and a widow, chokes back tears at losing her daughter, the 7th one to marry. My daughters were my backbone. They fed me. Normally, in our tradition, women don't work like that. The sons do. But they are my sons. She says this is the happiest day and the saddest. I ask Wazirajan if she's worried about her daughter's new mother-in-law. An obliging neighbor lightens the mood with a wordless answer. In this sex-segregated celebration, women assemble on one roof and men gather across the street on another, where they eat first. I find the groom cloistered in a sitting room of a neighbor's house surrounded by male relatives. His aspirations on his wedding day are for children yet unborn. I want to spend a lot of time with my children, give them a good education, and maybe a little better life than my own, Miran says. Pragmatism is also at work on these occasions, although it's out of public view. A formal contract awards Roxana roughly $3,500 in gold.
We've been traveling along the Grand Trunk Road in India and Pakistan. We're talking with young people in an ancient land, trying to glimpse the future of two nations that are much in the news. You can learn a lot by watching two young people get a start on their future. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from here in the Pakistani city of Rawalpindi.
There was a wedding this week in the family, the NPR family. Sajid Mahmood, who manages our bureau in Islamabad, married off his sister-in-law. ...25-year-old Rukhsana Ghul, who's one of 10 sisters, wed 27-year-old Miram Shahzad, who works in the security detail that escorts the prime minister. A police band made up of his colleagues heralds the groom's arrival, wending its way down a rubble-strewn alleyway crowded with wedding-goers. Children dart among the musicians, diving for fluttering 5-rupee notes tossed into the air by the groom's all-male entourage. The jaunty music contrasts with the almost expressionless face of the groom as he walks through a shower of rose petals. Pakistan's conservative culture requires a sense of restraint, even on the most joyous occasions. Awaiting Miran's arrival, the bride is equally reserved, but she's also wearing 10 pounds of heavy crimson and gold material that make up her heavily beaded bridal gown. She barely moves in the 100-degree heat. An industrial fan provides little relief on the sweltering rooftop where Rukhsana is perched statue-like. But she stoically says being on display for the throng of guests is what being a Pakistani bride is all about. The bride should stand out, Rukhsana says, arranging her hands, which are covered in tattoos of red henna. A thin gold ring, wider than a silver dollar, dangles from her nose. This is our tradition, she says. But the veneer drops like melting mascara. Actually, she admits, I don't usually wear makeup at all, or a nose ring. As for the clothes, I wish I could rip them off, she laughs. Rukhsana has been a breadwinner for her family, working in a pharmaceutical factory. But her earnings have vanished now that she's getting married. Wazirajan, her mother and a widow, chokes back tears at losing her daughter, the 7th one to marry. My daughters were my backbone. They fed me. Normally, in our tradition, women don't work like that. The sons do. But they are my sons. She says this is the happiest day and the saddest. I ask Wazirajan if she's worried about her daughter's new mother-in-law. An obliging neighbor lightens the mood with a wordless answer. In this sex-segregated celebration, women assemble on one roof and men gather across the street on another, where they eat first. I find the groom cloistered in a sitting room of a neighbor's house surrounded by male relatives. His aspirations on his wedding day are for children yet unborn. I want to spend a lot of time with my children, give them a good education, and maybe a little better life than my own, Miran says. Pragmatism is also at work on these occasions, although it's out of public view. A formal contract awards Rukhsana roughly $3,500 in gold.